Okay, good Chodesh, everyone. I realized last week's sheets that I made copies from. I said the word Xerox, and no kid in Clinton didn't know what I mean. I said, can you Xerox something for me? They said, what do you mean? You make a copy? Yeah, you go make a copy for me. Don't Xerox anything. But I made Xeroxes last week, and the print like bled through, so I did a slightly different format, because we will give the Pesukim on top as well. So, again, trying to stay true to our theme of picking an Orach Chaim HaKadosh on our Thursday night shiur. So, I actually, the one I made a copy of for in advance, I decided to change it. I want to do a different one now. If you look on the, you have the pasuk on top of the page, V'teichel kol avodas mishkan ol moed, right? This is like the summary of everything that's been done. They finished all the work. V'yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kein asu. And they did everything that Hashem told them to, kein asu, and so they did. So that's it. Rashi says, right, v'yasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-malacha k'chol asher tziva Hashem, as everything did. But the Orach Chaim HaKadosh is bothered by something. Before looking into what question would you ask based on this pasuk?
They did it.
Why the repetitive, right? So they did everything that everything's done. Okay, why then Kain Asu? So they did. Good. Any other questions?
Kichol.
Kichol, like everything, right? Good. Any others? Like the joke they say, Rashi used Roshi, right? Rashi used his head. He had a question. He read the pasuk and he had a kasha. Any other questions point out, jump out at you from the...
And then
it would tell me it's completed. Okay, good. So let's jump in. We'll see the kasha that the Orach Chaim has on this pasuk. It really, if you think about it, it doesn't really focus on the people. It says that they ended. Well, actually, I'm going to do a different one. I'm going to skip the one I put on your sheet for you. I'll stay focused on it. I don't want to go off too far off topic. Well, the Orach Chaim is bothered by a few things. But one of the things is let's focus on Vayasu B'nei Yisrael. K'chol Asher Tziva. The B'nei Yisrael did it. The B'nei Yisrael didn't do it. Bezalel did it. Bezalel built them in, right? So what do you mean everybody did it? They maybe get money or many. Okay, so that's what he's working on, right? Why is he saying it was the B'nei Yisrael who were the ones in doing when it was Bezalel and his whole construction crew, right? What did we call him last week? We called him the General Tabernacle Construction Manager. Hagam, granted, Shelo Asa El Bezalel V'Chachmei Lev. Right? Really, Bezalel and those people who had this Chachma in their heart, they were the one who did the work, but the Pasuk gives credit to every single Jew, right? So why is that? Because the people working on behalf of the B'nai Yisrael, right? Shluchu shel Adam kamoso. Okay, very nice, quick teretz. So then, since they're working on behalf of me, it's like you did it for me. Very fine. But there's one problem. In order to have a shliach, you have to have a minui hashlichus. You have to actually appoint somebody to be your shliach, right? There's a kinds of zochen l'am shlo b'fan of that I could do something if I know it's on your behalf. But if if Bezalel and this whole crew, this construction team is working, where's the minui, right? It says ukeilu kol Yisrael also, right? Just to finish that thought off, that's why it's contending. So how does it happen? Hagam shelo matzinu. We don't find she'osa Bezalel el b'mayim or Hashem. Bezalel did what Hashem told him to do. Velo heim. Shlachuhu. It wasn't the Klal Yisrael who gave him. Afa pichein hari hiskimo lav. We talked about this again last week. We spent a lot of time talking about Bezalel last week. But when Bezalel was chosen, so then the Gemara in Baruch says that they asked, Moshe asked everybody. He says, we're not going to veto it. If this is who's picked by God, so who are we to get involved? Of course. So what the Orach Chaim is saying is that haskama, that agreement to the minui of Bezalel, the appointment of him, so that's ki'i, like they made him into a shliach. Okay, you could discuss that further. V'onira. Another thing it would appear, he says, Kikan also ha'kosuv machberes ha'klolos b'kiyam ha'torah. This pasuk is making a bond, a chibur, between all of Klal Yisrael by filling them. Why? Because what happened was, it was a few people. We don't know the numbers, but it was Bezalel and his team. And yet, it's counted as if all of Klal Yisrael did it. It's a fascinating idea. So now we're making a linkage, a connection to all the Jewish people. Vehera, Ki b'nei Yisrael yizaku ze lo ze. So we get a zechus of each person, right? In this case, is the building of the Mishkan. V'atorah nitna lizkayim b'klalus Yisrael. This is why the Torah is given in a way that's going to be filled. But you need the Klal Yisrael has to be together in order to fulfill all the mitzvahs. As he's about to explain, there's certain categories of people who can't do. Well, let me go. Let me take a step back. Nobody can do all the mitzvahs. No one person can do all 613 mitzvahs. And that's built into the system. So he's going to explain that that's the whole point. If we're connected to other Jews, then through our connection to others, that gives the ability, and just like Bezalel builds the Mishkan, and it's kind of like we all did it, so too if we're connected to Klal Yisrael. Haman says we're a nation that's scattered, we're spread apart, there's no chibur between us. But when we're all connected, then it counts as if we did it, and that's how we're going to get credit for doing them. So not everybody could do that. Let's just think. What's that?
Yaakov Avinu.
The Torah wasn't even given yet.
What?
The Torah wasn't even given yet.
They say Tariq Mitzvah Shemarti.
It's a phrase. It's not possible. It's not coming.
Wasn't Cohen. I got a better one. Yaakov wasn't a woman. the Ruach HaMakos is going to quote four categories. Kohanim. We'll see in the people. Let's just talk it out now. What are the mitzvahs that only a Kohen can do? Nuzev. Only Kohanim can do?
First
of all, Avoda. Meaning Korbanos, right? Yimakim Korbanos. The Levim have unique Avoda. Are any Levim here? Oh, the Levim have unique Avoda that only Levim can do. The Yisraelim, what can only Yisraelim do?
Giving,
yeah. What?
Giving, sure.
Mitzvahs, anyone would do. This is a kind of
regular. Kurim, pidyon haben. You have to Yisrael do a pidyon haben, right? And women is a yoledis, the green korban of yoledis. So you can't. Then the Orachaim is going to talk it out, or the commentators on the Orachaim speak it out. But he mentions those four categories to show and demonstrate that one person cannot do it. So you see, like, building the system, we got to get our act together. I was once in a Fabreng with Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. He's telling a joke, because back in the day, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you wanted to, like, you know, make a name for yourself. See, like, you had to go attack. You had to, like, go attack. You go out and rip into somebody. Then, okay, now you're a gaver. You took down somebody. So these two were saying, we've been fighting so long. Let's make Achdus. It's okay, good. But against whom? Who should we go against together? That's not the kind of, it was a joke, and jokes are funny. But at the end of the day, it's supposed to be all Klal Yisrael comes together. That's what he says, that's the way the Torah is giving away that. Kol echad yaseh ha-yecholes shibiyado v'yazaka zelazeh. Everybody's whatever they could do in their capacity, right? And then that is a connection that one has with the other nation. This reminds me of a vort from, it's quoted a lot in the Siva Shalom. Quotes a vort in Parshas Devarim, from the Heilig Rebbe of Melech, where he writes that there's a world in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael. And in that world in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael, Bli Pagam, there's no blemishes, that everything is perfect in that world because that Klal Yisrael is connected. And when the Klal Yisrael is connected, everything is covered over. In the sense that, I think we spoke about, let's say, for example, a person is lacking in the midst of tzedakah. Okay, but there's big Baal Tzedakah in this world, so when I connect to that realm of that, but what's the Baal Tzedakah like? He doesn't have Kavanah when he davens. So there's big, you know, daveners in this world. And what's the guy who davens with Kavanah? He doesn't know how to learn. So he connects to the Lam Detar, and the Lam Detar connects to everybody. And everybody in there, whatever chisorn a person has in themselves, when you connect yourself to that Olam called Klal Yisrael, this is often the Noam Eli Melech. So then a person is connected, and we're united, and there's no Kitrugim. That's why many had the minhag of saying l'shem yichud before, b'shem kol Yisrael. I'm now attaching myself to that entity of Klal Yisrael, where I can connect myself to the amazing kavanas and the amazing limud, and every mitzvah is done b'shlemus when I connect myself because I'm lacking, but I'm mashlim somebody else. I have what somebody else doesn't have. Everybody has a midah in which they're unique in. So now, based upon this, comes along the Or HaChaim and connects it to Avas Yisrael. V'ulai, so maybe we could say perhaps ki lazer ramos haba'omru v'yahavtu l'reicha kamocha. That's pshat, this idea that all of Klal Yisrael comes together, and the mitzvahs are attributed to all of us in the mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim. Pirush, letzad shehu kemoscha. You have to love your fellow Jew, because he is kamoscha. He is just like you. He is a part of you. And this brings to mind the famous Tanya, chapter Lamed Beis, the Lev, the 32nd chapter of Tanya. In Lubavitcher Chedorim, if you misbehave as a kid, they make you write out chapter 32. That's your punishment, because obviously it's wrong. You have to write it out. The idea that Tanya speaks about of Avas Yisrael is that really we have to move beyond bodies. When we focus on the body instead of our neshama, so what is there? 15 million Jews? There's 15 million bodies? But there's only one neshama. There's only one overarching, all-encompassing neshama that connects every single yid. We have different bodies, but in essence we're united. And therefore, the Yushalmi has, I believe we quote this many times over the years, the Yushalmi in Nedarim has an interesting moshe. As a person who is cutting vegetables with his right hand and the knife slips and it gashes his left hand, he would never think, oh my goodness, my right hand cut my left hand, quick, give me that knife and take my left hand and I cut back my right hand. It's ridiculous. You don't harm yourself because you realize you're one body. So if we view Klal Yisrael the way we wouldn't lash out, we would understand that when we speak Lashon Hara, we're really harming ourselves. And the chisoron that's lacking in that person is really lacking in me as well, because of this interconnectedness. And that's an idea that's spoken about much more openly nowadays, this idea of interconnectedness and the unity within Klal Yisrael. So whereas, again, 20, 30 years ago, you had to go on the attack. If you want to make a name for yourself, talk about Achdus. Talk about everybody gets along. That's what Klal Yisrael wants to hear these days. This is the message of these times. And it resonates because it's true. It's true. There is a concept called the synthetic a priori knowledge, which means when I hear a concept, it resonates with me because I've known it to be true all along. And just you're reminding me of something that I knew deep down all along.
What's the term?
Synthetic a priori knowledge. And it's an idea that the person, something resonates. You hear, if you're really sensitive and you hear Torah true thought, it's not as if you're learning something. It's more like you're recognizing something. It's there, but that I'm recognizing something I knew to be true alone, right? Why? Let's continue. Keep a Shlomo Yetiv Lecha, because when somebody else has good things for him, that's really good for you because of this interconnectedness. Vem to Uso Atam Ashlim Shlemuscha, and through him doing mitzvos that you can't do, that helps you out your own shlemus. When I enable the Kohen to do his mitzvos, the levi, the lom, whatever it is, I'm helping them, but I really benefit out of it because it's being mashed in the cloud. The imkein eino achir, and therefore that somebody else is not really an achir. He's not an achir. He's me. He's me. Every single one of us has that chevet el kalmiyal inside of us, and we connect to that. That's what the Orchaim is telling us. Fascinating that this is not a separate individual. Yes, we have. He goes to his house at the end of the day, and I go to my house at the end of the day. But that's chitzonius. You dig deep a little bit and think about things in a real way. The Klal Yisrael is so united. Ela ata atzmecha ch'echa mechaleka. He's a part of you. He's like a chelik of you. And that's why the Torah, again, based upon our pasuk here with Bitzalo, but it really counts as all Bnei Yisrael. So the Aruch Haim extends that to me. And that's why we have a mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael. Because Ahavas Yisrael is really loving a part of me since we're all connected. And then he goes on and talks about the unity and the bond that Klal Yisrael has. Uvzeh matzonu nachas ruach. Now have a nachas ruach. Ki Hashem tziva tarya mitzvos. Hashem commanded all the 613 mitzvos. It's impossible. One person can't keep all of them, as we just spoke out, right? It's about to say, right? Everyone has different obligations. You can't. You can be the Kohen Gadol, but you can't. The Kohen Gadol, you can be a Melech. You can, very nice, very chosh of a thing. You can be a Navi. That doesn't mean you keep all 613. We keep 613 by uniting with the Klal Yisrael. Yesh mitzvahs ase bekohanim she'ein mitzias liYisrael as laso. Some ones that the kohanim can do that Yisrael can't. Yesh mitzvahs Yisrael she'ein kohanim that Yisrael can do that a kohen can't. V'chein levim, v'chein menoshim. Okay, so everyone has their own things. Uma mitzias yesh liyochid lekaimim. So then how is it possible for any yochid to do the mitzvahs? Lahashlim tikun ramach evorav shesaw gidov. And by doing the 613 mitzvahs, that corresponds to our, it's a fascinating way that the body parallels the 613 mitzvos. So the 248 positive mitzvos correspond to 248 limbs we have. And the 365 lo sases, the prohibitions, those correspond to the sinews in our body. So how can we, if I can't do the mitzvah, I can't be spiritually complete. I can't get my 613 of my neshama. Asher lechavnu lehem, right? That meaning that's mechavin to that, right? It's impossible. Elevadai, certainly it has to be this. Shetiskayim haTorah b'machveres haklolus v'yizku zelozeh. Only through this way that we each do what we can, then we give a zechus to the others by helping to, by bonding and connecting. I was looking, I thought it was a mafteich. This is Sefer Likutei Oros. These are Shiurim and Netanya from Moshe Wolfson Shlita. And I thought, it's in here somewhere, I just couldn't find it where it was, but he gives an eitzah for mitzvahs that you can't do. He talks about learning about the mitzvah. So any mitzvah that you physically can't do bepoel, right? Kavanah, so I think we're in, where is that? Some nachas maybe? Kufyud? It says the kol ha loimed, right? Olaki loisek below, something like that. That if you learn the sugya, then that's as if you got it. So again, there's manazah when you can't do it. We have less than 100 out of 613 are actually applicable nowadays. Right? Some say 77, some say 94. Gematria Tseda, 99. Seidah, yeah, Seidah, 99. There's different cheshbonus, 94, I've seen, but at the end of the day, it's not so much. So what the teretz is, so you learn the sugyas, and that's how it counts. But here he's saying, but by doing that and connecting to the Klal Yisrael, that's another eitzah. Learning about the mitzvah, connecting to Klal Yisrael, and that counts as we do it. V'zeh, v'hu ma she'omer ha'kosev kan, that's what the pasuk's saying over here. Yas, b'nei Yisrael, k'chol asher tziva Hashem, the Klal Yisrael did everything Hashem commanded, bina l'chulam yachad ma'asikul. Kina. It attributes right to all of them that they did together. Vagamsh mehem heviu nedova mehem osu malacha. Some were making the contributions, and some were actually doing the malacha. Yomer al klolusam sheosu hakol. But it says that they did everything. They did thing. Right? What does the pasuk say? Techa kol avoda. So all of the avoda is attributed to the Bnei Yisrael. And the last point he has is he says, you can see this from where the pasuk is actually located. The last point that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says is v'samach ma'imer zeh l'meleches ha'begodim. This statement is immediately after the talking about the big day kahuna. Asher asa'um yechidim mi Yisrael, because those were certainly only made by a few people. La'ircha like kilprat zeh yomer sha'asuhu b'nei Yisrael. Bein Hevdel, right? So here it shows that even though it was only done by a few people, right, it shows it was done by all the Klal Yisrael, everyone, without exception. You could at least tie into by the Mishkan, you had many more people, but the actual people who were weaving the Big Day Kahuna was a small account, right? Umeata kol echam Yisrael hevi kol hashlosha asaminim shebegadim. Every single yid is considered to have brought all of the different materials, the 13 different materials that we use for building the Mishkan. But also kechol hamalachas hamuros, and he's considered they did all of the malacha that was mentioned in building that. So I was thinking, this is it's a beautiful Orach Chaim for any time of the year. But how much more so is, you know, as we're now in Chodesh Adar, which is the time of bringing Jews closer together. In the morning we have the 6 o'clock shir. Give a plug for that. But we're talking about Mishloach Manos. And there's really two reasons brought down in the Meforshim as to the reason for Mishloach Manos. One is Pashit, that the person should have food for their Seuda. That's why it's better, it's preferable to give food that could be served at a Seuda, that's ready to go. I was talking about somebody once had an Italian theme. And what did they give in the Mishloach Manos? They gave like raw spaghetti and like a can of tomato sauce. And I said, very nice, very expensive, but the person didn't get the mitzvah because the food's not ready to eat, right? I remember Ira Rosen, he was geschmack. You could like drive by and he gave you like a hamburger and a hot dog. That was good. That was a suda food right there. But no, a challah roll, right? So that's one reason to have food for the suda. But the other reason, an additional reason that's brought down, besides having practically food to eat for the suda, is to be marbe reus. That's the idea of bringing Klal Yisrael, because that was the whole kitrug that Haman made against us, that Amalek made against us, that Esav made against us, that we're separate, we're not connected to each other. He comes along with an Orach Chaim HaKadosh like this, and he says, no, we are connected. And through that connection, that's the shleimus, because that enables to get the credit in Shemayim, they count, like, we got all 613. So it's not only that, oh, I can't do it, that's the way the system is designed. The system is designed, it's built in order to force us into a position where we have to recognize that we can't do it on our own. We're not complete. We're machzis hashekel, and we need to connect to other Jews. We connect to them, and through that, that's the Inyan of Purim, that's the Inyan of Parashas Pekudim. Interdependence, yeah, very good. Okay, shkoyach, everybody.